Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Azizam. Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Drag me to brunch. Let's do this. We're doing it all day. 7.05 in the morning all the way through 5.05 in the afternoon. We've got a chance every hour for you to get in on this, and we're doing it all week. Dancing is this hour's code word. D-A-N-C-I-N-G. Right now, take the word dancing, which we were all doing, to that wonderful Azizam song from Ed Sheeran. Text dancing to our contest line, 20357. Then you're in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the WSF. Text the word dancing now, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the W and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. It's all courtesy of WSF. Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office.
And you can listen to Alice for free every day for the rest of your life.
That is part of the prize. In fact, just for playing, you can do that. This hour's code word is dancing. 20357. That is always our contest line. Mm-hmm. I want to mention, if you have plans for Father's Day and you want to do something at, say, about 6 o'clock in the evening, I am playing a couple songs at the Sweetwater as part of the Josh Z experience. And Mike Borden from Faith No More is playing on drums with us. And we're doing 3 songs right at 6 p.m. It's all ages. It's free. Sweetwater, Mill Valley.
You know, speaking of Father's Day, and I don't get to play golf anymore, at least right now. It's a large chunk of your day.
Yep.
But our guy, Paul, one of our salespeople here, he's one of the stud salespeople.
Love Paul.
Paul's great.
Paul
turned me on to the Golf Now app.
Oh.
You should look into this for John.
The Golf Now app?
The Golf Now app not only suggests new places you can go golf, like you can act and you can get your tee time right through the app at all these places, but there's deals and like it's a neat app. He was showing it to me in the elevator and I was like,
If you find yourself with 2 hours, 3 hours,
you
to
can
do nine,
get tee times there. You nice. Can get all kinds. So maybe John would be into that. I mean, you don't need to buy it or anything, but turn him on to it. He might be stoked.
Your Father's Day present is use this app and go
give
golfing.
Me your phone. Yeah, let me get you Perfect. Dialed in.
So wait. Okay. Here we go. Let's talk about whether or not Travis and Taylor are secretly married.
They're not.
I know. Honestly, it's the people who are searching for the clues in all the places. These people are relentless. They're always looking. And they're saying here that Travis's NFL pal may have accidentally revealed that Travis and Taylor are secretly married. I just can't imagine it. She's going to go big on that, right? So what happened is, I guess this Chicago Bears player, Colt Kmet, K-M-E-T, Kmet, Cole Kmet, he's got an event planner who was sharing details on his wedding this past Saturday. And Kelsey and Travis, Kelsey, Travis and Taylor Swift were on the guest list. And in the seating chart, they were listed as Taylor and Travis Kelsey. Well, the internet just fell apart. What they kept, and by the way, they were at table 13, because that would be the table she wanted to sit at. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, they didn't even go to this wedding. They did not. They were not at this wedding. This lady got a million new followers because everyone went, "Oh my God, I can see what's going on." Because they were at a wedding on Friday. They weren't even at this wedding. I'm sorry to disappoint everyone, but it's. I also want them to be secretly married. That'd be super fun if that was revealed, but I'm going to say it probably isn't the case. I don't know. It's fine. Today, though, I did see a whole bunch more like selfies and stuff from, there were a lot of like surreptitiously taken pictures from the wedding on Friday, but now I'm seeing selfies from various guests. Maybe there was like a moratorium. Please don't post those until Monday. But starting yesterday, I started to see all these, and Taylor's fun. Like, she wants to have fun. She always has, we'll know when she's pregnant, when she doesn't have a glass of what looks like a beverage. If some, this was wine at this particular one, but you always see her with a cocktail in her hand. So we'll know when she's pregnant, when that stops happening. Although maybe she'll go for the old standby, the sparkling water with a lime in it, looks like a drink. Anyway, everyone's saying that this wedding planner may have revealed something. I'm going to say, I really don't think so. But in bad Taylor Swift news, there's an ex-con who won't leave her alone. He's listed her address as his own. There's a temporary restraining order that Taylor has filed, and that has been granted. This is an ex-convict who keeps showing up at her house.
This is the house in L.A.?
It looks like it is L.A. Okay. Because she's got another one in Rhode Island. But she's saying this guy keeps showing up at her house uninvited, falsely claiming that she's the mother of his child. And she says that he even changed the address on his driver's license. Oh, it is her LA residence. Because as he's trying to get in there, she's got security. And he's like, no, this is, and they're like, we don't know you. We would definitely have been apprised of the situation. We're her security.
How do you get that address put on there? That
I know. I don't know.
That's where they would mail it then.
Right. Wouldn't they? That's, unless it's a fake ID.
It's got to be a fake ID. I mean, I had one of those.
This guy's name is Brian Jason Wagner. He's a 45-year-old man, and he...
Brian Jason Wagner.
And she claims he's been harassing her for years. And so she's got a... They've given her the temporary restraining order.
It sucks.
I know, it does suck. In Taylor adjacent news, there was a big story that happened yesterday. In the Blake Lively, who apparently are not friends anymore, and Justin Baldoni case, a judge tossed his $400 million defamation lawsuit. So there's a lot to sort through in this because, of course, her people are, she's vindicated. She'll continue her fight for women. You know, very much like this is a major victory for her. It's huge. And as you read through what the judge said about this, it becomes less clear. So, and I've just having read five stories about this, what I'm seeing is there are things that he's suing her for defamation over that don't count as defamation. As in things that weren't revealed to the public that were in her initial lawsuit that are, he believes not true and defamatory, but because the general public didn't hear those things, they don't count as defamation. There's also some comments that Ryan Reynolds made that's Blake Lively's husband, comments that he made to other people about this guy being a sexual predator, about Justin Baldoni being a predator. And so as he's making these claims and statements, they say for him to believe that that's the case and have conversations with people, not printed things or going to the papers and saying, print this guy's, those are also not defamatory in that if he believes them to be true, he's allowed to say the things that he wants to say. So while, yes, this $400 million defamation lawsuit has been tossed out, it may be for reasons other than they saw through it. It was a sham. She is vindicated.
What I heard was
he has to refile.
That they have. They told him he has to rewrite it.
Yeah, he's got to exactly. So, and there's also questions about the $400 million. Like,
well,
one of his things is that he released the version of the movie that she insisted get released, and he wanted it to be a slightly different form. Certain scenes were different. And so he alleged that maybe it would have been a big, it was a hit. I mean, it made $350 million. So
I feel like what's also part of that lawsuit is his future earnings. If he's been turned into a predator as opposed to an ally, those are both like, those are extremes.
Absolutely.
From just some dude to a predator to a full on ally.
Yeah.
Like, yikes.
And so, he also can't make the second, there's sequels to be made.
And that's there's two other movies.
Three book series,
I think,
right?
It's three, but I mean, and if you look at how much this one made, I mean, $400 million wouldn't cover two more of them if they did the same.
Right. So he does, I think he has until like the 29th to refile. And so, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
But they're calling it a major victory for Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds. A New York federal judge has sided with the actress in a messy legal battle that involves her It Ends With Us director and co-star, whom she accused of alleged sexual harassment and weaponizing social media. So as I was reading all of this stuff yesterday and this morning, I do come down on his side on this. Like, I feel like there's some stuff that's just gotten kind of yucky. But that said, I also am trying to be as open-minded about this as possible, because I also don't want to, if this stuff really happened and he really did do this stuff that she's accusing him of, then that is horrible. And I feel for her. So
does she say he did again?
She says that he was, and we've seen some of the texts. She says that he was sexually harassing her and power playing her in some of this stuff. And then that he did a huge smear campaign about her in response to what he says was a smear campaign from her PR people about him.
This is when they were showing each other's texts to each other.
Apparently. So, okay. And the other thing is that this all started with an article that her people sent a bunch of information to. I can't even remember.
The New York Times.
Was it the Times?
It was the Times.
So, and they're all yelling like, you know, if he's defaming her on this, he's also defaming us. Like, we did our research. We looked into this. And I'm all for, you know, people being free to report things that are true. So we'll see what happens with it. But yes, Bobby, your hand is up.
If I were him, I would just stop now. Because he could refile for sure, but is it really worth it? To your point, the public opinion is much more on his side than it is hers. So I feel like he's kind of already come out. I mean, the New York Times article totally tanked his career. Mm-hmm. And then since then, it has completely come back 180. So I think he should just like cut. They should just both cut their losses and move on with their lives.
If they both cut their losses, I would agree. I wonder, though. He would still, she has sued him. So this is a countersuit, his thing. So I wonder if you might be right. Like, if he doesn't refile and says, look, I'm just going to go in. I want to stop this. I'm going to go in. I'm going to answer to the charges that she's making and defend myself against them and hopefully walk away with my reputation repaired.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what he does. I feel like he's probably going to refile.
You know what's interesting about that career choice is public opinion is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And if the people who hire people to work in movies feel like we can't
take a chance
on this guy being our lead actor in a movie where we've got $400 million, you know, invested, he might not work again.
Right.
Just based on someone trying to guess, like, that's a lot. In the air.
I know. You might just shy away from it. Like, it's like the whole thing where someone accuses you of something that splats on you and you can't get it off of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you look at the comments on the updates of the articles and the TikToks or whatever, they're in his favor. And now I don't necessarily believe all of those comments are real.
Right.
I do think that the astroturfing is 100% true. And that
what do they mean when they say the astroturfing?
So grassroots is like when individuals
It's a grassroots movement, like a groundswell of people supporting.
But so astroturfing is a fake, like groundswelling of people, but it's fabricated.
It's okay. It's like a manufactured. Cool, it is kind of cool. It's cool. I saw that in a few of the things. I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what they're saying here.
Yeah, and so. I think that that's probably going on. But regardless, if you look at the comments, people are very much on his side.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it just feels like every story she does, there's a bunch of haters on there going, she's just doing that for the publicity. Like, remember when she was like making muffins or something at a bakery, and then the other day she was over and people were like, oh, that's so fake.
Yeah, obviously
and
then she's doing, doing her for publicity.
Right.
Obviously. She has so much rebuilding to do. And I find it so interesting because this thing that I've noticed where the most misogynistic people are women. And people are so on his side because he's done so much for women and he's such a feminist. And yet here's a woman saying, this guy gave me the creeps and I felt uncomfortable when I was in vulnerable situations. And yet they're siding with him. And so it versus listening to a woman just because they don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing's so strange.
It's a horrible situation. And because we really don't know what happened,
right.
I am actually, even though I tend to be like, I think it's her, I'm trying as best I can to be open, even though I'm totally.
You're anti her.
I am anti her. Why am I?
Well, I'm the same swayed. Reason everyone else is. Right. It's a vibe that you're catching and you maybe can't put a finger on it. I feel like he might fight this again. And here's why. Because he wasn't just a friend or an ally. He was going out of his way to be a feminist.
Yep.
He had a podcast to that effect. And so while I consider myself an ally to everybody, I'm not trying to take anybody out of whatever life they want to lead. I don't have a podcast that's defending your right to do that or, you know, exposing these stories. He was out there doing all this work on behalf. And then he gets brought into this thing.
Right.
He's got to feel like, I have to clean this mess up.
Yes.
I have to. Because
like everything that's important to me is getting pooped on.
Is getting right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he may very well for that reason alone.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember we sort of waded into this a little bit late. Like it was happening. It was ongoing. I was seeing a lot of stories about it. But it was confusing, like, what was being accused and what the allegations exactly were and what he was countersuing for. And then I started just trying to do an overview of reporting on it. And now it's just, we're back in confusion central.
We were talking about
it. What develops.
We were talking about it at dinner last night. And I was saying that while I am a fan of everybody staying in their own space and feeling comfortable in their workplace, I've witnessed it just in working with you. As closely as we work together, I have seen people hug and or kiss you, hello and goodbye, where I've been like, who does that? Like, and Christina said, why didn't she say something? And I said, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you like and respect someone and you just put up with it because it's easier than saying, could you not
right.
mouth kiss me, hello?
Right.
We're just colleagues. We're not family. You don't need to mouth kiss me.
No, I know.
And yet...
It's like, and I actually feel like it's a very specifically polite woman thing. You accept more touching than you're comfortable with. And you go, well, it's not hurting me. I'm just going to put up with it because I don't want to be a bitch about it. And I don't want to like sour whatever mood is happening in the room. Like somebody feel, and I am, you know, sometimes I'm more like I'll put a hand on you that I might, you know, you might put a hand on me and rub a shoulder like, oh yeah, that's exciting, you know, whatever. But I think nothing of doing that to you. So it's, I don't know. I think that we rationalize it to ourselves. Like, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to yell about that. But a dude doesn't ever really have to experience that from another dude. Like a dude isn't necessarily going to come in and give you like a full body hug where you're like, that feels like
no, but also through this process, I've become hyper aware of the fact that I don't want to invade anybody's space right? and make mm-hmm. them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
I've certainly had women we work with lean in for a hug and I'm fine with it. But I also wouldn't be the one that reaches out for that because I feel like I don't need to be in their space that way.
Right.
I just don't.
I mean, when I started teaching 15 years ago, I would hug students. You know, after class, okay, see ya, and hug. Oh my God, I wouldn't even think of doing that now.
Yeah.
And if they came in for a hug, I would tense up and be like, not into it.
Yeah.
Because that's just...
They're not going to wrap. I'm going to keep my arms here so you can't just, quite get all the way in there.
Thanks. You know, no touchy. Yeah. No touchy.
It's kind of sad because hugs in the right situation are great. But I do think that...
And we're like, huggers. You're a hugger. I'm a hugger.
I know. Me and you hug sometimes.
Every day almost.
Yeah, almost every day. We don't have to, but we've known each other for 20 plus years.
And you guys hug every day?
Yeah, a lot of times, especially like if we're taking off for the weekend or whatever.
Or in the morning when I come in, sometimes
once in a while, we'll
have a little hug.
But it isn't like, I will say that there are people who are like, once you start giving them the hugs, now they're like, oh, I'm going to go get my hug. Like I had this very early in my career. I worked at WSAR in Fall River.
Ouch.
And the program director, and it was my first on-air gig. And this guy... he hired me. I was super green. I came in to do middays. I was so nervous. And after my first break on the air, I was freaking out. But I got through it and I turn around and I give him a hug and I'm like, oh my God, it's so like, yay, I did it. And he's excited for me. And then it became this thing where he started coming up behind me and hugging me. And I was talking to him. I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable with it. But it's happening. And my mom goes, just start screaming. Every time he touches you, tense up and scream and say, I'm not used to people coming up behind me. And I tried it. I did it, I think, twice. And that was the end of the hugs, which was actually so great.
Ellie Nolan.
I know. Well, it's a thing. I want to move on.
Okay.
I am excited about this HBO show. It's a complete retelling series of the Harry Potter stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, I think each season is going to be is one of the books. So they're busy casting. And there's 9 more roles that have been cast, including Draco Malfoy. Most of these people, I will say, are not recognizable. And of course, a lot of them are children. So I went ahead and threw the story up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to take a look, I see, Mrs. Weasley's on here. Let's see. Cornelius Fudge is on here. Vernon and Petunia Dursley, the casting for them is on here, and a bunch of little kids. They got the new Draco Malfoy on there. I think we've got, and there's Lucius Malfoy as well. So he looks like he's a young looking man. But a lot of little kids, but there is, so you can see the photos of them. And then, in case you aren't following this, John Lithgow has been, cast as Albus Dumbledore. Janet McTeer, who is she's from Ozark and she's the lawyer who gets it.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, please. She's Professor McGonagall. Like that's pretty good casting. I like that. Let's see. Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and many other movies. He is Rubius Hagrid.
Oh, he's going to be so good.
There's a long list. There's a lot of people whose name I don't know. But there's links to everything in this particular story. So it's a lot of new casting. This is HBO's Harry Potter. They've cast 9 more roles. And I also don't have a date on when this is going to be airing, but they're in the middle of casting right now. So it'll be in production soon. I'm very much looking forward to it. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put the whole thing up there. You can see all these people's photos and make decisions on whether you think they're doing a good job casting or not. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
I just figured out my button works now.
Oh, we got it fixed.
When did that happen?
A day or two ago.
What?
Yeah.
And no one said, I'm sitting here trying to...
I didn't realize they'd finished it. I didn't realize that they... Well, after last week, I think you had to get up and stand in the corner to do your coughing.
I was trying to cough and... boy, anyway.
I told Maddie, and Maddie got it done.
Way to go, everyone. Thank you so much. The best place for staycations and more after these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's the number one song in the country. Still another week in number one. Alex Warren and Ordinary.
I learned all about our Bobby knows all about Alex Warren and his
life in a TikTok content house and.
Yep. Yeah. He got big on TikTok. He and his now wife, they met, I think, through the internet, and she was living in Hawaii and he was living in the continental U.S. and she moved here to be with him. And they were homeless for a little while. They lived in his car.
Oh, boy.
Before they grew more on TikTok. And then they eventually lived in this content house called the Hype House.
The Hype House is what it's called.
Yes.
What did I call it? A hot house? Something like that. But either way. Yeah. She was telling me all about it. And I was like, oh, look at this.
A lot of people are coming up this way. You mentioned Benson Boone kind of did the same thing. Like you get big on social media and then the next thing you know, you're a superstar.
And Benson Boone's new album comes out. If it's not this Friday, it's next Friday.
Yeah. I think
any minute now.
Yep.
And our boss got to hear the whole thing and was like, it's full of hits.
Oh,
so Benson Boone. Yeah. Anyway, Alex Warren, Hype House. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day.
Please do.
Home, car, anywhere you are. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
A-U-T-A-C-Y. The app is free. Listening to the station is free.
Yep.
We love you. We just want you to love us back by listening. Listen longer.
We're just a girl standing in front of
what?
The radio listeners asking for you to love us.
All right.
Notting Hill.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll let it slide.
Bastardization of that.
Be careful, Vinny. We might have to educate you.
Oh, Notting Hill would be a great one. He would love that.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I just watched it for the first time a few weeks ago with Susan.
And?
It's cute.
So you loved it.
I didn't love it.
She didn't say she loved it. She said it's cute, which means she didn't love it.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't read her like I can read you these days.
Well, we've had 30 years to practice.
Yeah, it's fine. Even it's good means.
It's good. No. But it's good.
Around 82% of Americans will, I should say, morning cloud, sun later, highs in the upper 70s. There's that.
Right.
Oh, and the NBA is back tomorrow with game 3, 5:30 game time. So I'll tell you more about that tomorrow when it matters.
Right.
Around 82% of Americans plan to travel this summer. It's going to be a busy travel summer for a lot of people, whether it's a road trip or flying,
right?
People,
we're doing a lot of traveling this summer.
The pandemic is
in the rearview mirror.
Over. I got on the freeway this morning to come to work in the 4 o'clock hour, 4 a.m. hour. And while it wasn't traffic, that freeway was like regular daylight traffic in that there were so many cars on the road,
right,
that there was no...
You weren't on the open road.
There wasn't an easy straight line through any of it.
Right.
It was a matter of like moving...
Right. Frogger style. Yeah.
To get through all... I'm just sitting there going, what? It's 4 a.m. people. People are back in their cars. They are back at work and they are back to traveling for summer vacay.
We're back, baby.
It's going to be on. But this story is about where can you go or where can you do a staycation? So this is the fun-filled, wallet-friendly, staying home and enjoying your area. Good restaurants, good parks.
Because I was going to say, I thought staycation was just, I am not leaving. I'm at my house.
Mm-hmm. And the places that enjoy this the most, Cincinnati, Ohio, comes in at number one.
Now, this story paid for by the Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce.
I get number two, Orlando, Florida.
Oh. Sure. If you live in Orlando, and you probably work there somewhere. And
you've
so
got
you
access
enjoy all
to
stuff.
Everything. Yep. Disney, Universal.
Water parks.
All of it's there.
Gatorland. That's where I went. Gatorland, where all the gators.
And don't forget about Medieval Nights.
No, I can't forget about that, Sarah, because you dragged all of us to it.
And you loved it.
No.
You yes, didn't you love did. It?
Didn't love it.
So good. They serve it all family style. You watch
the
horses.
Do you just greenlight anything she wants to do?
No, but we used to go as a without kids and with kids.
No wonder you hug every day when you see each other in the morning.
We're very
simpatico. All he does is just...
Back me up, baby!
Stamp of approval.
It's super fun. It's like a show on horses. It's like the 1001 Arabian Nights. It's fantastic.
You get the cheer and the food's good. You get the chicken and
The chicken and ribs, and they bring you like big steins of beer.
She brought an entire radio station of people to this thing when we were in Orlando on a big promotion.
It's so fun.
And none of us loved it.
Aw.
But they acted like they loved it until we got on the air the next day. And they were just like, you suck at picking things to do.
Las Vegas is a great spot for staycations. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, well, there you go. You live in Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, I love where I live. And I love staying home for vacations. In the summer, anyone who lives and I live in Santa Cruz, anyone who lives on the beach, you have the people coming to you.
Yes.
So I'll get up early and go surfing, and then I stay away from the places where all the people
are. Where it's super crowded, right.
And still can really have a great vacation, but there's definitely a lot of tourism in the summer. Brutal.
Yeah. We used to be, every year we would go down to Capitola with our kids. There's that Venetian hotel, multicolored painted thing. And I was like, it's a nightmare. It's great once you get there, but I'm like, okay, we just spent 2 hours on one curve of the one coming down. And I'm like, I don't know. The traffic was just hellacious.
So insane.
Right.
And I often wonder when that's happening, why come? The traffic
it's just
is
so great,
stupid.
Then.
Go have but a little it's so stupid. Like
rock.
It's know, so board, stupid.
And the last couple of years we went, we just dumped the kids at the board. We're like, have fun. Bye. And then we went into Santa Cruz and like walked through the downtown, which we'd never had a chance to do.
Fun.
It was great.
It is great. You're right. San Francisco, California comes in at number 22.
All right.
On the list of best places for a staycation. Let me look at what
great
is that?
Place for a staycation.
For the rest and relaxation rank, it came in at 170.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Everything
well,
else was good.
There's a lot of resting. There's a lot of, everything else, to climb.
Mm-hmm. Everything else was good, but boy, that's a high number. New York comes in at number 25 for a staycation.
I'm surprised that's lower than San Francisco. There's so much to do there. And it's flat. You can walk around. It's a little easier to walk around.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense unless it's just the...
Just a big city vibe though, right? Like, here's summer. There's a lot to do here.
I don't that, okay.
And actually, you know what? It's so pleasant here in the summer because it isn't 1,000 degrees. And in New York, it is 1,000
degrees. That's what I was
degrees.
Just thinking to myself is it's been so long since I've regularly gone to New York City, which I did as a boy because that's where my family's from. But I was thinking it maybe it's that humidity, yeah, that East Coast heat.
Stickiness. Ugh.
What?
Yeah, it's really hot.
Anyway, somehow Cincinnati, Ohio comes in at number one on the list for the best place to have a staycation. You're
Ohio
so lucky.
Ohio Tourism Board, very strong.
If you live in Cincinnati, oh my good God. For you.
WKRP, Cincinnati.
That's a reference to a 70s TV show, everyone.
Yeah. About radio. It's where we learned about program directors, and sales guys. Maybe Lonnie Anderson.
Les Nessman.
Oh, yeah. He was the news guy. Once in a
while. And who was the... The sales guy.
Tarlickson. Herb.
Herb. Right. Yep. Yep. And Andy was the program director.
Andy was the program director.
And was his wife like the promotions director? Remember?
Kind of like ours. Always sharply dressed. Looking good.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Fever.
Unfortunately for them, they didn't have a resident goth. That's too bad.
Yeah.
We have Jane.
We do. We have Jane.
So.
They had Bailey.
It's Jane. Oh, yeah, Bailey. Were Bailey and Andy married? Were they together?
No.
Oh. I think they might have flirted.
Maybe the later seasons.
I'm thinking of.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
According to a new report, the average American only gets 9.5 hours to themselves every month, which is not a lot. 9.5 hours.
Is that mostly showering time?
You know what's funny about that? Because I know my wife is someone who is very busy with kids and work. And even when she's working from home, she's in and out of meetings the whole day. And but if she gets a minute to herself, you know what she wants to do? Hang with a friend.
Oh. Mm. Don't want to be alone.
She just likes
Company.
and is into it. She doesn't have to have it, but right. she will, you know, I will absolutely be like, I don't need to call anyone. I'm grabbing my board. I'm out of here.
Right.
I'm going to go surf or yeah. grab a bike or go do.
I'm fine alone at the house, but I don't like to go anywhere by myself. Oh, no, thanks. You go to the store. You want to go? All right. I'll go. Thanks. That's why we're married, baby. Love you too.
John knows what that means, right? He's like, yeah, she wants me to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have to really ask him.
Yeah. I'm going to the store.
I'm going to the store. Okay, I'll go. Thanks. Let's go. You want to drive? Great. I'm going to send the car. You go in. Here's what I need.
Oh, the manipulation.
Oh, please. He loves it.
Does God, he?
Because the payoff's so good.
Well, he is getting a lot more than most married men.
Yeah, he gets it. Give it to him.
Mm-hmm. The most common things that get in the way of people having a dang minute to themselves, family obligations, work commitments, financial constraints, social obligations, and guilt. Guilt plays a big role in my yes. life. No yeah. question.
Especially with kids. You're just like, well, I have a minute and they are asking. And even though I'd really rather just sit here, I mean, look at those eyes.
Right, yeah.
Fine. What do you want to do again?
That's we spend a ton of time at the skate park and I'm absolutely like, I have stuff to do, but I could go skateboarding. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's fine.
They'll have memories of all the fun times they had with
you. Way better than them sitting around looking at a screen. Right. Way better.
Yes. Outside, moving around. It's good.
People would be willing to cough up major cash for a full day of peace and quiet. The average American would pay $2,521 for a totally free day.
Oh. Wow. That feels like a lot.
It's hard to clear the deck.
Yeah.
Really
totally
hard.
Free, so a totally free as in I'm totally free and alone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What do you do on a day where you're totally free and alone? Like sleep late, if you can.
Well, you can certainly stay on the couch. I'm up crack of dawn, first light, surfing.
Yeah.
Even on my alone day.
Mm.
Or even on a day when I'm with family.
I would waste an alone day. I'd waste it. I would sit and I'd read a book.
That's not a waste.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Like, I guess I could have got stuff done.
What do you?
I don't know. Like, I feel like if I sit on a couch all day reading a book, there was other things I could have done. I feel guilty about it. Guilt.
Oh. All right.
But that's truly me time. It's a good book.
Murder I think Bob. A good book is great.
I know. It is great. It's like living a whole nother life. You get to experience your imagination.
I mean, you're enjoying, pardon me, you're enjoying your grown children living in New York City.
Very much.
And so you have that kind of time to yes. crack a book. I never Mm-mm. right now have that kind of time.
You will though someday.
And I'll probably be bummed when I do.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm absolutely is, you know, you feel that put upon thing where you walk in and you put your stuff down and someone's there going, can you make me lunch?
Yeah.
Where's your mom? I just walked in the door.
She's been babysitting us all day.
Why me? This bag is still in my hand. So can you? Oh.
Are you done griping?
But I'm going to miss it. I know I will miss it.
Yeah.
It's absolute joy to like sort of have that.
Well, the best thing is, though, once they leave, like when they come back, it's like really exciting. Ah. And they're adults and they've got their own agenda. And
I'll
then
be
hang
80
out.
When they're gone and come back.
No.
But whatever. What do you
got? Another 12 years for the little ones out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you? I'm sorry. Last time I checked, you weren't even 50. I mean, 60 yet. You'll be fine.
I'm kissing it. I can see it. I can see the border of 60 from here.
You'll have to knock me down to get to it first. Staring down the barrel of 60.
Come on. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. The average person has 8 kinds of sauce in their fridge.
Oh.
8.
Okay. What kinds of sauce do I have? I have soy sauce, a teriyaki sauce. I have this fish sauce that John makes. Because he always has that going.
Ketchup, hot sauce,
ketchup
ranch.
Counts.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Barbecue sauce, mustard.
Oh yeah. Then if all the condiments count as sauces, then I have more than 8.
Do you have any brands that you have found where you're like, you gotta try this stuff?
No.
Oh. I love that Ray's Arrabbiata ketchup. So good.
Yeah, I tried that. It's not for me.
It's not for you.
I didn't need that.
It's Too hot?
No, I just wanted
regular ketchup.
I wanted regular old ketchup.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, just the regular Heinz ketchup. I just don't eat that much ketchup either. So I was using the arrabbiata with the tater tots I made from scratch by dumping them out of the freezer bag onto the cookie sheet. And I was like, you know what I want? I really want regular ketchup. I ate a few. I was like, this is good. It is. It's yummy. I bet it's good on a hamburger. Spice that up.
I'm always for the spice. So for me, that stuff's great. Anyway, Worcestershire sauce is a big one for people. Honey mustard. Ranch seems to be.
Yeah, any salad dressings, if those kind of sauces. I've got probably 12 of those in there.
That's one of those things that this is another, you know, having kids thing where you go through your fridge and you go, this expired in 22.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Oh, we need new one of these.
Every now and then you got to go, right. We haven't used it since 2022, but we definitely need more of that.
God, how's that possible?
Do you remember we had an intern named Kesha years ago and she,
yes.
her mom used to make
she drove
called,
the Jeep.
Oh yeah, she did drive a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom used to make awesome sauce and it was like a mustard based sauce that, and she gave me a couple jars of it over the time I knew her. And that was, I miss the awesome sauce. And I thought that's like the greatest name for a sauce.
Well, it sounds awesome like it's sauce. Made for Awesome Blossom.
Oh.
You know.
No.
The Awesome Blossom at, I don't know, it's Chili's or one of those. I think it's Chili's.
Are you talking about like the Bloomin' Onion thing?
Yeah, it's like a Bloomin' Onion.
Oh. Mm. Maybe it's for something like that. Mm. It was just like kind of a yummy, you could use it as a base for like a salad dressing or who cares, whatever. Back to you then. What are you laughing
Our
about?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm with you, Vin. Medieval times can suck it. Spike in Detroit.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Spike
415 says, Gatorland. I love it when Maddie chimes in with random white trash references. Is that like a lame thing, Gatorland?
It's no, very...
It's a real thing, and you go feed them a chicken. You hang it out over the bridge, and the alligators come up and snag it, right?
But if you want to see... I don't like the term white trash or redneck, but if you want to see them in their natural habitat, they're at Gatorland.
Okay.
Like it is. There's luckily there's no weight limit for any of the bridges or anything.
Oh boy.
I met you guys at Cash Creek, says 707. Oh. And the one thing that I loved about you guys is how warm you are and what a great hugger Vinny is.
Oh.
So much great energy.
Oh, you know what? That is true. We are actually, with our listeners, I try to be very affectionate because I can tell sometimes that they, you know, that is meaningful, you know, like physical contact. And like if someone's telling you that they're a huge fan of the show, you're just like, get in here.
It's extremely important to me that you feel comfortable. But so I wouldn't like try to hug
you
like
right.
You're hugging me. But I absolutely do want you to have a good experience. Right. I appreciate so much the time that you give this show.
Every minute.
415 says, what about Sting and Vinny? That road goes both ways. You know what? I loved him drilling my thigh.
Yeah,
I loved
he
it.
He was definitely hammering you.
I brag about that everywhere I go.
That was a full on like small dog leg hump.
Mm-hmm.
We have
and
pictures
he tweaked my nipple.
Sting?
Yes.
Sting.
The Sting.
The Sting.
Who, by the way, wasn't feeling that good that day.
Came in, though, like on my thigh and tweaked my nipple, and I was just standing there waiting for the picture.
There's pictures of it on the Alice973 Instagram. Scroll back.
What is happening? Is this Sting from
March
the police?
March of 2020.
Don't stand.
Giving me a little, you know, tuning in Alice at 97.3 on my chest. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening?
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
As friendly as he was through the whole interview. All of a sudden, the interview's over. He got real friendly with Vinny.
Oh, weird.
It was weird.
That's awesome, Blossom.
But I always think that's in part, that happens to me a lot when I walk, like, it's time for the picture, and I go to the spot and wait. That's all I was doing. I was just waiting.
And he fully like leg up, you know, arms wrapped, tuning in the radio. It's good.
I did that, like this is way back in the beginning of my radio career. I love the band The Cult. I love them. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. And there was a chance I had to, they came in and they did this interview. I think I was only doing surf reports at that point. And they were like, okay, you can take a picture with your guys. You're into it. And I got in the spot. And both of them come running up, like, tackle me and get me. And I'm just in the photo. And this is before phones had the option of taking 10,000 photos. The picture is of me, bug-eyed, like, oh! It's so weird that, like, if you beat somebody to the photo spot, they feel like they have to bleep with you, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know, like,
because they think you're dying to take a photo with them. Well, let's get them. Get them!
Oh, no. But my one moment with the cult, I'm like this. Ah!
All right, I'm getting the tap on the wrist thing here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, death award shows, billions of streams, music news is next.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.